Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 now here on this last day of March, a Tuesday morning. And right now, fog and mist in 46 degrees. Ford says it's ready to produce a lot of ventilators, apparently more than rival carmaker GM.
Ventilators are a much-needed tool helping coronavirus patients to just be able to breathe. GM says it's going to produce 10,000 ventilators a month and that they're moving as fast as they can, despite President Trump invoking the Defense Production Act, forcing the company to knuckle down and build many more than originally anticipated. Now Ford is stepping up, saying they're going to build 50,000 ventilators within 100 days. So if GM stays at the same rate they're predicting, that means in that 100-day time frame, they'll be building in the neighborhood of 33,000 ventilators to Ford's 50,000. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Kansas Democrats have scrapped plans for polling sites for their May 2nd presidential primary and are doing the election entirely with mail-in ballots because of the pandemic.
State Chairwoman Vicky Hyatt says that polling sites are going to be too risky, and some were at public schools and community colleges that have closed. The party has begun mailing ballots to almost 390,000 people registered as Democrats as of early March. The party has introduced a supplemental mailing for ballots, extended the deadline to request a mail-in ballot, and introduced a received-by deadline for ballots. The Kansas Democratic Party is continuing to advise those interested in participating in the primary to register as a Democrat as soon as possible through www.ksvotes.org. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Dr. Lee Norman is Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and he says, looking at data on the COVID-19 virus, you can see how some states avoided a sharper spike in cases.
It's highly likely, of course, that young people, even though are not ill or mildly ill at most with it, are probably the ones that are that will have some degree of positivity. Why else can you explain that closing schools had an impact on how the peak of the curve or how much disease there was? And it's because children carry illnesses.
Among those tested for the virus in Kansas, 7% of the cases have been positive.
The state of Kansas on Monday received a shipment of supplies needed in the battle against the coronavirus pandemic.
That was revealed during a news conference by KDHE Secretary Dr. Lee Norman.
We got a shipment of 15 pallets, a couple semis from the Strategic National Stockpile of the things that we need so badly, including masks, gowns, gloves, etc.
Norman also explained that testing availability in the state is increasing, with new methods going into place.
At this moment in time, we have about 2 weeks' supply of the test kits. We had one piece of equipment that came in with an engineer to help us get it started up. It's actually an incremental piece of equipment to the ones we now have that came in this past weekend, and we'll have a fourth one then come in this week that will increase dramatically our number of tests we can do, 700 to 1,000 tests a day. And we're looking at new testing methods that, in addition to the platform, as we call it, that we now have for testing.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Brian Hagan with that report.
Google's making some changes today, but most people probably won't notice any differences.
Google's updated their terms of service. The company says it's a clarification of much of its existing rules to, in their language, make it easier for you to understand. It highlights that you are essentially interacting with a services company based in Delaware, and outlines what limits they place on their own liability. It also maintains that anyone seeking to use Google services must meet their minimum age requirement of 13 or get a parent's permission. The policy also promises to publish the policy in large enough text so that more people have less difficulty reading it. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With scattered showers ending in Wichita, we become partly sunny at times today with a high 65 and a light southwest wind. Clear and cool tonight, our low 46, and then a windy day ahead on Wednesday as a new storm system moves our direction. Our high 75, low 70s by Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog and mist and 46 degrees. 7:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And with us this morning, Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How's everybody today?
How are you? Tired out? Have you been getting a little tired of all this by now?
It can wear on all of us, I'm sure.
Yeah, and in your position, you've got some responsibility, so you've got to think about a lot of things. How do you think we're doing on this stay at home? You think we're doing a good job here locally?
Well, I believe we're doing better, and we can do more. In the fact that I think everybody knows there's a distance, the 6 foot. Circumference or radius around yourself, that's really valuable. We were with the hospital directors and owners yesterday, both Via Christi and Wesley, and they just thanked us for the first week and said, and it's really important that people stay distancing because you just don't know who has it. And obviously, if somebody turns up positive and you were related or associated with them in any way, it's really important that because it's community spreading now or being revealed that way, it's really important that you do this 12 to 14 day isolation. If you've been in contact with anybody that's remotely close to have been a positive case, those are what we really need. And we got 3 more weeks, at least 21st of April, maybe the 30th of April. The hospital said it, numbers indicate anywhere starting April 17th to May 9th will be when we get our peak around here. So we're in this for kind of a long haul, another 3 to 4 weeks of isolation and separation.
So. We had, of course, the first day of for my four grandkids here in Wichita and Derby, the first day of the schooling at home, the new schooling, and apparently they're doing – at least three of them are doing real well with it. They're enjoying studying at home and using the internet to do that. It's just part of what's the challenge here with these families around the area. The kids are at home now and got to keep them busy and got to keep them on the schoolwork.
Right, and included in that is of course we need a little break in the weather, but getting everybody get outside and enjoy some air and for your mental health as well as physical, but. Susie and I, we walked and slightly ran along sidewalks, and people are well aware of it. As they're coming close to you, everybody avoids each other. The separation is really important. I can't emphasize enough for the little while.
Are you working out at home yourself?
No, I've been going in the office because, but it's empty. Most of the commissioners are working out of home. I work some, but Tom Stoltz and our manager and our, they're just requirement. Seems like we're on conference calls and there's a lot of strategic planning on if this peak hits us bad and our hospitals can't have it, our plan B is what do we have where somebody gets treated, they should be able to recover, but maybe day, let's say 6 to 14, they just need to still be really isolated. So do we have to have makeshift isolation facilities to clear up the hospital rooms? And there's a lot of planning. The hospitals are doing an incredible job. I think they're going to be working with Norman Lee on a statewide hospital coordination plan, because we do serve here in Wichita Regional Medical Center with Via Christi and Wesley, and regional means multiple counties. What we don't know is the other counties around here, are they able to handle some, or are they all just going to say, if it hits, just drive to Wichita, which would put some extra stress on our medical community for sure. So they're working with Dr. Norman on that.
Hadn't thought about that, but you're right. We are kind of the regional center here for medical things, and we could be hit that way. Well, you got a lot to think about and a lot to plan about, and you know, you have to look at, obviously, as a community leader, as a government leader, you have to look at worst case scenario, and probably keeps you a little bit, keeps you awake at night, and I hope you're doing okay.
We're hoping that I'm hoping that serving as a Board of Health, we're getting a lot of suggestions and a lot of distractions, and we need to stay totally focused on supporting our this virus with our local hospitals, and make sure our local businesses get to the SBA to get some of the funding. If you've been harmed, all of them are eligible for money. So those are the major things that we as the county commission need to stay focused on and try to filter some of the distractions that are hitting us daily, hourly, for sure.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for being listening. Keep using that sanitizer and washing your hands. You should be okay.
All right, guys. Looking forward to brighter days.
Who cleans the surfaces? Is that Stoles? Is he there with the disinfectant wipes? Is that him?
No, there are people walking around. We don't. It's closed down pretty much. So.
All right. Thanks for being with us, as always. Good luck to you. This is Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Pete Meissner with us this morning, Ted.
Good to check in with Pete.
Yeah.
They have a weekly meeting tomorrow.
And you think, yeah, they do have, they're going to have a meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission. It's a good point. If you and I think about, we've got certain things we have to think about and worry us about this. But, yeah, you're in a charge of a county government. That's a big deal. So guys like him and Tom Stoles and Mayor Whipple and their city council members and all the folks in the health business, they got a lot to think about and a lot to plan for. And they're planning for what could be the worst case. I hadn't thought about the regional aspect of our medical facilities here, just in case this thing really goes and spreads out into other counties nearby. We could have some big problems, but we'll keep you posted on it. I think we got some very competent people involved in this. And so far, I haven't seen them make, that I can tell, any mistakes. United Way stepping up to meet the community in this virus crisis. The United Way of the Plains, they need your help. And if you think about it, you might give them a gift. Write them a check. Donate it. You can donate at unitedwayplains.org, or you can send them a check, United Way Pandemic Fund, 245 North Market, Wichita, Kansas, 67202. I wrote them a check yesterday. A quick note, personally, Ted, Shelly and I got out. She wanted to go pick up something at a fabric store, believe it or not, last night. She's working on an Afghan.
A fabric store is still open?
Yeah. Well, they got curb service. And,
oh, okay.
And there were people going in and out of it, too. So I don't know if they're violating the deal or what.
Really?
Yeah. I think there are a lot of people who are just ignoring in business. But anyway, about 6 o'clock, went around the west side and noticed that the traffic level was like a Sunday afternoon or something. It was low. People are home, right? But we did notice a couple of the places where they're having drive-through restaurants, small places, doing pretty well, looked like it. And the hamburger place over there on West Street, the burger place, I don't know if you've ever been there. They put out a pretty good burger. They had a big line. They were doing pretty well. So, and Jad tells me, Jad, you saw some toilet paper somewhere, is that right?
Yeah, I went to my local Dillon's yesterday. I go shopping once a week and usually do it on Mondays. And surprise, for the first time in a while,
toilet paper
the shelves, lots of it. There was only one kind.
Well,
you were starved for choices.
No choice.
But the entire shelf was filled with that just one kind. So, there was a bunch of it there. It looks like the hoarders have their fill.
All right. Well, we hope so. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk about a request for sanitizing local facilities. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Mm-hmm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.